So as the new guy and the staff, they made sure you got the first pick? Is that how it works?
Yeah, that's how it works. That's how it works. I mean, obviously, you know, obviously being excited to get the opportunity to get the promotion, but even more excited to get a guy like OJ coming in here. So, yeah, very excited.
Talk about just what a guy like that can bring in terms of his versatility and how many guys are inline blockers that can also stretch the field.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's the thing is you go through the evaluation process of guys coming in college. You know, not very many guys in the college ranks, you know, with the spread offenses actually have their hand on the ground. So when you get a guy like OJ, who's an every down tight end that, you know, has really speed to this fit on the run game, and obviously his dynamic receiving ability in the pass game. So I mean, to find a guy that's a true Y that's going to be able to help us out and for us to get him, we're definitely going to be a huge addition for depth with our position. So.
What are you hoping to see from Cam Brait this year, especially now knowing that OJ will be here and how they can play off each other?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Cam obviously came into his own last year and had a great year, and he's got, you know, unbelievable chemistry with Jameis. You know, 8 touchdowns last year and leading the NFL as for tight ends and touchdowns. You know, he obviously is going to continue to grow as far as being a blocker and being more, you know, versatile and being more of an every down type of guy. But to have, you know, the depth that we have at tight end, Cam Brait, OJ, Luke Stalker, and so on. I mean, we got a lot of guys that are going to be able to contribute, so we're excited.
Schematically, the possibility of playing 2 tight ends like that on the field at the same time.
Yeah.
Is a headache, is that for a defense?
Yeah. Especially. You have to ask Coach Smith. I mean, obviously, you know, we do use a lot of multiple tight end sets, but, like I said, you know, the depth that we're going to have at that group, And just the competition going into training camp with, you know, we signed a free agent from Canada, Anthony O'Clair. I mean, that guy, you know, to get him as a free agent is an unbelievable gift for us. So we're, you know, excited about his progress. And both of the rookies have been picking up the offense really well, and they've been, you know, stepping into their role really good.
How involved with you with the study of O'Clair coming into the draft, and what can you say about him?
Yeah. Well, you know, honestly, when – you know, we started the evaluation process way back, coming with the East-West Shrine Game. I'd never heard of him. So, you know, we go out to St. Pete, and he's out there, and obviously, he kind of caught some people's eyes. So, he obviously is a guy that rose, you know, from our evaluation process and where he was on our depth. So it started pretty early.
Is he more of a project because of where he came from, or do you think he's got the skills to play at least early?
Yeah, I mean, it's still early to tell, but as quick as he's able to pick up the offense, you know, it's different. First time I turn on the film, you know, you see 4 guys going in motion, you know, and you know, so, I mean, right off the bat, you see it's going to be a little bit of a transition for him, but so far he's been, you know, a student of the game, and he's done everything right, so... Yeah, he's going to progress, I think, quickly.
How much of what Howard did at Alabama helps him transition to his offense in the NFL in general?
The skill set is there. It's just, you know, in their pro style, they've been pro style offense with Lane Kiffin's offense. And so a lot of the schemes are the same. Terminology is different. Obviously the talent level is going to be a lot higher level of competition, but... You know, his transition is going to be smooth, as it would be from any, you know, SEC football player. But, yeah.
Having 2 different types of tight ends, does that make it difficult to acquire, you know, depth for the position? Do you have to have a really specific player or almost, like, put him in 2 different camps? Like, what is that like for you when you're coaching?
To me, to have, multiple different types of tight ends, obviously – you know, sometimes you got to scheme those guys into the game plan, but it adds versatility. So, you know, I mean, if we got 2 guys in the field at the same time that, you know, whether they're a blocking tight end or receiving tight end, or, you know, they're both, you know, that's just going to help our scheme and our game plan to just be a little more versatility as far as, you know, different type of tight end.
Does it make it a little more stressful how many you can keep on the roster, knowing that there's only a certain amount you can keep, but you're trying to stay as versatile as you can?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, that's above my pay grade to make those decisions. So,
sure.
I mean, you know, obviously you'd like to keep them all, but, you know, it's not how things work. But, you know, we're blessed to have the room that we have, actually, at tight end. It's going to be a great competition.